from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Jesus, we could barely get time to do from the crate with all the music talk we're doing off air, Troy.
I know.
Woo.
God.
Woo.
We got some good ones, though, today.
You've got some good ones every week, man. What have you got today?
Okay, now this one, this is probably the record that has actually made me laugh the most.
You've got a wry smile on your face as you...
it's really funny.
It's not Rodney Rood, is it?
No. Now,
not Kevin Bloody Wilson.
No.
Gosh, that man's a genius.
I've never even heard those people. This here is a compilation, well, kind of a compilation from Pressure Sounds called Once Upon
Hold
a Time...
Hold on, Pressure Sounds is reggae? That's heavy,
it's reggae.
That's heavy on the reggae.
Yep. Yep. Once Upon a Time at King Tubby's. Now you can... right. Yeah.
King, not just Tubby's, King Tubby's.
King Tubby's. Now, I tell you...
The ruling monarch of Tubby's.
I'll tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
This is in 1974, or into 1974, Bunny Lee was running a studio session.
I bet
where,
he was.
Yeah, he was. Where what he was doing was he was doing a special, which means that
special
somebody had had paid to get. I want a single that has I Roy on one side and Prince Jazbo on the other, and I'm going to sell it in my hairdresser's store in Canada. I'm not kidding, right? Anyway. Yes, there we are. Anyway, so they were doing it over the rhythm of Johnny Clark.
Yeah, a bit some reggae.
Some reggae. Do You Love Me by Johnny Clark was the
King Tubby, that, eh?
No, King Tubby wasn't there. It was just
okay,
his studio.
Okay, sorry. I'm
right. Anyhow, Prince Jazbo, these were reggae DJs. And DJ doesn't mean they played the records. It means they sort of chatted over records. It was like a fairly new thing at the time. Jazbo... like tried for an hour or so to do this thing and just couldn't do it. He just I don't know, wasn't up to it that day. Straight afterwards, Iroy went
too wasted, man.
I don't know, maybe Iroy went in straight away afterwards, and during the sort of the level checks run through, he started making jibes about Prince Jazbo and about Bunny Lee.
Is Prince Jazbo King Tubby's son?
No, they're not even the same royal line.
Are they even royal? He's like, you're too scared to say no, aren't you?
Yeah.
No one knows. I got head-dub head grinding, thinking, oh, don't say it.
I'd be worse for my brother-in-law, who, of course, is from the Caribbean, if he was listening. Anyways, so straight to Jazbo's head was the first thing. Now, what happens when somebody, like, disses you on a record? What's the first thing you think of doing? Oh, I better make one.
Tweet them back.
Getting back at them.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, so, yeah. Tit for tat, eye for an eye.
Tit for tat. This turned into like a real battle, not gunfire across Spanish Town sort of battle, but
although
like
there
a
was
battle.
At that time of in history, it was quite popular to just pop a few caps across the Kingston, wasn't it?
It was and is, but that wasn't such a big thing in the music industry at the time. You know, when dancehall came in, things got a bit more serious with guns and everything. But this, they were just like having a laugh at each other, and it got to the point where. Iroy was like making the
like
record.
A roast.
It was
like
exactly,
a reggae roast.
Exactly a reggae roast. Iroy, who was a particularly stylish man, wore Italian knits, Italian clothes. He was super stylish, and he like had a go at Jazbo being ugly and scruffy. So Jazbo came back with that, saying that Iroy, no one knew if he was a man or a woman because he runs around wearing mini skirts and makeup. Which he didn't really.
It's a pretty. I mean, it's a pretty colourful diss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh well, you just wear makeup and miniskirts, mate. Even though you don't.
And Jazbo even admitted he was ugly. Yes, I'm ugly, but thank goodness I am. Otherwise, you would have nothing to say in your songs. Then things took a turn for the weird.
Okay.
Now,
then
it came weird. Now,
Dun.
About that point, Jazbo, like outside of this, had accidentally stolen some of Big Youth's lyrics and put out.
Who's Big Youth?
Big Youth was another a reggae MC DJ guy
who was not very didn't keep his lyrics locked up securely.
Well, I think he'd sung the song,
just left them just haphazardly left
like
them
that.
Lying around.
Jazbo accidentally stole them and put out
daisy.
The record before Big Youth could. So one day, Jazbo was out.
Do you get a flow chart with this record?
Well, there's liner notes. But I mean, you can figure most of this out just by hearing what's happening in the lyrics.
Okay, all right.
And the song I'm talking about now is called Jazbo Have to Run.
Yep.
And what happens is that Jazbo was like out one of Big Youth's confederates, a man called, wait for it, Lego Beast.
So you know, at the beginning of this conversation, I went, and made a sort of Teletubbies reference. It's getting more Teletubbies as the story goes on.
Okay, so Lego Beast.
Time for Tubby Bye Bye. Time for King Tubby Bye Bye.
Did you just hear the kids' toy reference? It's Lego Beast.
Lego Beast.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Oh, my Lord.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
So anyway, Lego Beast.
Those Shopkins will pop up next.
What are those orange minions? Anyway, so
We're not going there.
So Lego Beast saw...
Shopkins are a scam as well. Shopkins used to be these just to be like a packet of milk with a face on. Oh, that's cute. Now they turn into $50 girl human dolls. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
All right. So where were
as
we?
A parent.
Lego Beast was chasing Prince Jasbo.
Well, for God's sake.
Who got hit by a moving van.
What?
But got up and kept running. Right?
So, hang on, is this a narrative or in real life?
This is true. This is all 100%
true. I'm imagining, how fast does a moving van drive in Jamaica?
I don't know.
Probably not as fast as here.
No, I don't think so.
Everything would be at regular pace, wouldn't it? You'd be, so you'd a little bit less chance of a terrible accident, but yeah.
So then Iroy did the song, laughing at Jasbo having
okay,
to run.
Yep.
Right?
This better be a crack-up song. Let's go.
Oh, we're not going for one of the ones like that. We're going for the one that set it all off. Other people became involved. Derek Morgan, who was involved...
Not Derek Morgan.
The Derek Morgan, who was involved in the first big record diss war back in 62 with Prince Buster. He came in, and weirdly enough, he used one of the diss songs against him from back in the day and turned it into a diss against Iroy. Anyways.
Jesus Christ.
I love this.
What a tangled web of... mockery and teasing and jocularity.
But here's the thing underlining everything. All of these singles, though they came out on different labels, were all put out by one man, Bunny Lee, who started the whole thing, and he encouraged
Bunny
it.
Lee,
he kept going,
rubbing his hands, being like, "Yeah, you tell him."
Yeah. I'm like, "Did you hear what he said about you? Did you hear what Bubbles McGee said about you?"
Said you like mini skirts, mate.
Mate, funny, mate. I think. Do you, mate? Do you?
It's a disgrace you wear coal on your face.
Rocks in your socks and jewels in your shoes.
Okay, right. So Precious Sounds first put this out as a CD about 10 years ago.
I'm sorry if I jumped the gun here. Sorry.
This is the thing that set it all off.
This one's going straight to Jasbo's head. My name is Ain't My Freddy. Where's the man? And I don't want to trouble the gong on ya. Why, Freddy, I will not get on ya. You come here with the gong on.
Sentimental reason, baby girl. And if you are my girl, you're gonna wheel and roll until it to the whole wide world. See you coming down, my baby little girl, but my sister called me, yeah. Jasbo, do you hate I? Or do you wanna fly me down to the sky? But when it's you with you, boy, you're gonna tell me goodbye. And never you look so shy, yeah. Come on, we down there. Now. Jukebox and I wouldn't put a dime into your slot until you see we round it. I wonder love. And if Bunny Lee was a flea, then he would go down to the maiden's chamber. He would run upstairs and he would run downstairs. A poor cat, no one would grant him no favor because of his radical political behavior. Help him judge a younger savior. Do you hate I? I may be wanna tell me no lie. You got a heap of the sky. What in the Prince Jasbo come and done with me? And even I play, I'll make you feel like seeing what key and I was doing the walk away. Yeah. And you can let love go, you can let love go.
You know, it's quite clever though, isn't it? Because I bet when every record came out, everyone would rush out. Oh, what's he said? What's he said?
That's exactly what
happened. Yes, that's what happened.
So maybe they weren't just mocking each other. Maybe it's just a big commercial scam.
Well,
it even
says it in one of the tunes about you're just doing this for promotion.
All right, so what have we got? We got that on record?
Yes,
got
first time.
First time here on vinyl?
Yeah, first time.
since when was it came out? 1974, did you say?
Well, no, it was only all these singles were only collected about 10 years ago by Pressure Sounds on a CD.
Really?
Yeah, it was. They were known.
So,
about,
so they're only 45s up till then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And apart from just the answer and answer songs, you've got all of the dubs from the B-sides, which is all aggravators and revolutionaries rhythms. It's really great.
Aggravator! Sit, man.
Sorry?
Oh, okay, right. All right, so what's next, Troy? That's on vinyl, that's there, it's available today. What's next?
There we are. Here we are.
What have we got there? That's a beautiful looking cover. Doom. Hello, Doom. You know, when you decide that you're going to call yourself Doom.
Yep.
Doom. Doom and Janeiro Jarrell.
Yep. So what's the name of the artist now? JJ Doom.
I can't read that, but it's in a funky font that I'm not really down with. JJ Doom.
Yeah.
Bookhead EP featuring Clams Casino, Beck, Bad Bad Not Good, Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, Dave Satek, and more. That is big hitters.
It is.
Now, big hitters, Troy.
What this was.
Del the Funky Homo Sapiens on there, Troy. Mr. Bob Dobbeline. Carry on.
He played K-Road once. Did you know that? Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Was it Johnny? Which member of Radiohead came up here and did Ice Cream Reviews once? Was it Johnny Greenwood?
No, I think that was Colin.
Colin, that's right. Yeah. It was Colin. Of course it was Colin. Yeah. He's not on there. Johnny is that?
JJ Doom, what happened with this is a few years ago, they put out an LP. It looks good. You look good with the mask.
Does it pop out?
No, but weirdly, how did you know about that?
Because I'm a mask fan.
Oh, right. No, there actually was an edition which came with a pop-out mask, pop-out cardboard mask.
Was.
Missed it. You can't get it. So JJ Doom, they did a collaboration called Keys to the Cuffs, which is an album they put out. I think it was
Keys to the Cuffs. Yeah.
And it was a weird sort of collaboration because at the time Doom was having some immigration troubles in the US where he'd lived most of his life, but he was born in England, so he was in London at the time.
Are you the artist known as Doom? Right, what's your real name? Doom. Cheer up. Anyway, so yeah, is that immigration troubles? Where's he originally from?
Britain, England.
So immigration troubles with what? What do you mean?
In the US.
There
was something about his status in the US at the time. So he was stuck in London. He recorded his parts in London. Janeiro Jarrell did his parts in Atlanta, I think.
Who's this Janeiro Jarrell?
He's mainly a producer, but he raps as well, although you've got to be like pretty confident to rap on the same record as MF Doom is.
That's right. Like, seriously. Or Doom now. What happened to the MF?
I don't know. You know what the MF stood for, don't you?
Mike's Friends?
No, Metal Fingers.
Metal Fingers?
Yep. Ugh. It's because he was a super villain.
Yeah, but creepy.
Yeah. Anyhow, so when they released a special edition of the album, there was a 9-track EP which came with it called the Bookhead EP. It got a release as a picture disc by itself a couple of years ago. Then it got a release, a really brief one with, as I said, the pop-out Doom mask.
Can we just have a bit of a shout-out for pop-out masks and picture discs?
And here it is back again. Now, I think the one we're going to have is the Dave Satek remix of Ryman Slang. Now, you know who Dave Satek is, the dude out of, what's it called? TV on the Radio.
Very talented man. Very talented.
And weirdly enough, his remix came out, it was the first thing to ever come out from the JJ Doom collaboration. So it came out before the album, before the regular version of Ryman Slang, which came to be quite a hit. And I think it still sounds killer. And you know the greatest thing about it? It seems to be, well, with Doom, you never know what anything's about. But there is absolutely no Cockney rhyming slang in this tune whatsoever.
Ah, it's broken a seam, what's the chain? Here we go. That's tricky, isn't it?
Could say so.
I'm stopping, copping pains in the night. I've been better off going bar hopping, waiting to fight right. Robbed, nobody wanna get tapped by the gauntlet. You got it, then flaunted, it's gone. Rap is haunted by the living dead.
give them the bread. Rip them to shreds while sipping the red bled. Chipping the head, MCs is bought and sold. They rhymes ain't worth the weight, it cost the gold hole. Like a thin chain from here to Brisbane. Printed names in vain, represent the insane. Gotta do it, snotily putrid, true grit. Came to spew, spit like bodily fluid. With mucus, cruise is useless. Facts like a druid, whack like the lucid. Smack like fluid, rules is rules. Back right into it, fools is fools. That's too crack for school, prove it. All the way to you. K to BK, hear the echo of the bang and the cocky rhyme and slang. Hurricane ripping through your terrain, hear the echo of the bang and the cocky rhyme and slang. Black Cupid, a loser who acts stupid. No guts, no glory, what's your story? Bore me poorly, saucy, oftenly enough for coffee. Barely, fiercely, fairly, scary, scare. Let's be very clear, MC's scary air, as well as unaware. Warily, just don't be nearly near, you hear me?
Yeah, G. Yeah.
Slow flow, speed beats, see what's on his feet. From your nosebleed seats, cleats, dooming turn, run, once all assuming's done. Left the room with the grooms, unassuming grooming. Honey bar, lady friend, Israeli librarian. Hair radiant, wavy, crazy grin.
It sounds like he's just stopped pumping gas or fixing up a car or something to have a quick rap.
It's far more likely he's just stopped reading a comic.
Ah, yeah, okay. They lead to comics often lead to harder stuff.
This is a really great. I think you really like the whole of this EP, actually.
So, let me just run through. Do you want to run through the guests, and yes, the remixes and stuff on it?
Clem's Casino is on this. Bad, Bad, Not Good do a version of Governor. Johnny Greenwood and Tom York do one called Retarded Friend. Clem's Casino does Book Fiend and Beck remixes Banished. And that's without even mentioning Gone the Hero and Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
What a big name dropper that is, eh?
Well, I guess if they're on there, you better credit them.
Yeah, true. Right, what's next? We're going to run out of time. Let's go.
What's next is we have...
Oh, sorry, that's on vinyl or CD and vinyl?
No, just vinyl.
Just vinyl.
Yeah. And it's not going to last either. It's another limited release of it. So, moving on next is the brand new compilation from Soul Jazz. This one
look
here.
Look at what a cool looking compilation that is.
Hell yeah.
Afrocentric vision in the age of black power, underground jazz, street funk and the roots of rap, 1968 to 79.
There you go.
Good years.
Now this is a compilation which coincides with an art exhibition, Art in the Age of Black Power, which is opening this week in London and in New York. I don't know whether we'll get to see it here. It'd be totally cool if we did. But this is kind of a companion piece to that. Features Gil Scott-Heron doing, of course, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Don Cherry is on here. Roy Ayres Ubiquity doing Red, Black and Green, which is amazing. Wow. Joe Henderson, The Oneness
original
of Juju.
Original versions or...?
All original versions.
Yep. The original ones of, you know, like the... It's a compilation of the original, the hits, is that version of
it is,
Revolution
yeah.
Not Be Televised? Yeah,
it's the ones you know.
The ones you know, okay, cool.
It's really, really amazing, this record. The one we're going to hear from is a woman called Sarah Webster Fabio. Now, Sarah Webster Fabio was a poet. This was recorded in the 70s. At the time, she would have been almost 50. And this funky band you hear behind her is mainly made up of her sons.
Shit.
She is cool.
I'll be the judge of that in just a second. Let's see how she goes. I'm assessing it now. Is she cool? 47-year-old white guy from New Zealand. 40 years after the fact. Is she cool? Let's see. Here we go. Sun sound pretty cool.
Oh, you hear more from them.
It's a nice groove.
Sweet songs, you said, we're gonna come again, my man. And didn't they? I mean, they jetted in on a ray of radiance like the sun to shine on those in our midst and the still unborn in this hour of our great need. You prophesied the return of mandolins and tambourines and tinkling bells and triangles and cymbals, and they sided in on beams from Sarah Sanders as I slept, taking me unaware, tripping, blowing my mind.
Sarah Fabio, poet with a strong line, of black musicians, magicians, don't fight the feeling. On the congas, Big Brother Cyril Leslie Fabio III, Aquarius, solemnly mine.
Solemnly mine, universal man, thinking, feeling, loving, teaching and learning, rapping with the gods, while soul claps hands in a communion solely mine.
On drums, Brother Larry Van, Capricorn. On the bass, Brother Ronald Fabio, Sagittarius. With the percussion and special effects, Brother Rick Hopkins, Aquarius. On the lead guitar, Brother Wayne Wallace.
Ah, Brother Wayne Wallace.
Pisces.
Yeah, you can hear that. You can hear that too, can't you? Hear the fishiness. Yeah. Oh, look at you, Sarah. You sun sign purist.
Let's not start that again.
On the flute.
Flute.
Soprano sax.
This is supremely funky, man. Jesus.
Piano.
I could listen to this groove and him just talking about his family for the whole day. Oh. This is awesome. So this is on vinyl. It's a double LP there. Sorry for it.
It is. Double LP. It's also on CD, should you need it in that format. But it's...
See, that pen tapping there is which one am I going to buy? Which one? The vinyl?
The booklet is really cool. It's got a load of great photos. And
does the booklet come with the CD as well?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Smaller, though.
But bigger
smaller
than the
pictures.
CD.
Oh, really?
Perfect size for the purse.
Oh, yeah. Travel size.
Back pocket.
This one comes out worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, I still hit those fun bales. Those We Are One bales. Now, then near, like a sound.
She could just be talking to me about like flooring or something. I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome.
From our love torn souls, one more time. Yeah.
But like Christmas at their house would be awesome.
You probably...
So Soul of a Nation's a compilation? Soul of a Nation's a compilation.
Afrocentric visions in the age of black power. Underground jazz, street funk, and the roots of rap, 68 to 79. It's amazing.
There's three outstanding records today.
Again, 3 for 3, Troy. Yeah. Congratulations.
Nice.
Very nice. From the Crate, it's brought to you by Southbound Records. That's where you were, Troy. Whereabouts of Southbound Records?
Southbound Records is at 132 Simon Street.
And just on behalf of every single person listening, thanks for coming in.
Cheers. From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
Hot damn.